What it is, Brad Lee back again with another episode of Dropping Bombs. Today in the studio, folks, I got a real treat for you. Michael Noikos, what's happening?
Not much, Brad.
Folks, Michael's CEO of Banks Management, which apparently is somewhat of a modeling agency.
Correct.
A modeling agency that deals with OnlyFans.
That's correct, yes.
OnlyFans?
No, so it's OnlyFans, Instagram, essentially anything online where people, well, primarily women, can monetize themselves online. And it's not, I know a lot of people when they hear the word OnlyFans, they think, oh, she's getting naked, she's doing all this X-rated stuff. But truly, it's not what you think. I mean, I used to think it was that. But once I actually got involved in the industry, it's just really providing a service to a certain group of people that are looking for a service, which is really just connection with females, men that can't get it in the real world, as unfortunate as it sounds. Yeah.
Well, they can't get it online either.
Yeah.
They can just see it.
Yeah, it's one mechanism. It's as close as...
You can't get it online.
Yeah, it's as close as to getting it online.
Well, I want to dive into this a little bit, but first let me tell folks how to find you. You go to @MichaelNoikos, that's N-O-I-C-O-S. And you can also find him at Banks, that's with an X, B-A-N-X-M-G-M-T.com, Banks Management.
Yes.
Technically is what that stands for.
Correct.
.com. Maybe you're a female, and again, I don't even know if I promote or endorse this. I have to see. Because people ask me, what do you think about OnlyFans? Dude, listen, I mean, honestly, I'm about as open as you can get when it comes to stuff like that. Well, would you want your daughter doing it? No, fuck no. Mm. Why? Well, because it's my daughter and I love her and I hope she finds more self-respect than doing it. However, yeah. if I met a girl and she had an OnlyFans page and she was making a shit ton of money showing her tits or showing her butt or showing her toes or showing her, because to me, you got to show something.
Yeah.
There has to be something.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, it's usually sexual.
Typically.
Yeah. So like, I don't want my daughter doing it. But if I found out my daughter was, hey, I'm still going to love her. She's my daughter. Like, you know, hey, I prefer her not. Why? Well, because, dude, come on. So what do you say about that when people say, dude, you're promoting women? Now, by the way, just for clarity, are you showing women how to do OnlyFans or are you showing people how to show women how to do OnlyFans?
So it's both. So at Banks, we've got two legs of our business, if you want to call it that. So
we legs,
divisions or areas of our business. Play on
legs.
There.
are they spread?
Yeah, they're two separate areas of our business. So it started off about 2 years ago. Myself and my business partner, we were just managing models online, essentially.
What does that mean, managing models?
Yeah, so they would essentially take the content and we'd direct them as to what would convert the best. We'd create their Instagram profiles, their Twitter accounts, their Reddit accounts, their...
Now, out of curiosity, these are fine-ass women?
Some of them are, some of them aren't.
So do you think ugly women have a shot?
Yeah, they actually do. So I guess, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but we've... Our highest earning model, she was a plus-sized model, believe it or not. So we've got a wide variety of models in our repertoire. So we've got, say, for example, plus-sized, skinny, Asian, white.
Do you have a category dark. For ugly? Plus-sized doesn't mean ugly.
No, it doesn't. So
you got straight up ugly? I bet you there's a market for ugly.
There probably is.
There has to be.
There has to be. So
there's a market for everything.
Yeah, there is. So,
do you have an ugly category?
An ugly category. Oh,
if not, you should start one. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of insecure women out there that might apply because they feel like they're ugly. And they'd be like, that's me he's talking about.
Yeah.
And they reach out to you and you show them how to make a bunch of money. And more importantly, discover that they're not actually ugly. They just think they
think
are.
Think they are. Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of our models, so... There might be a girl where, say, I go, well, she's a 9 out of 10, but she's just an average earner. And then we've got one where I look at her and from my personal bias of what I find attractive, I'm like, oh, she's maybe a 2 out of 10, but she's making like 50 grand a month.
What's the difference?
It's really just their existing fan base and just how they promote. And some people, they've just got certain, you know, some girls, they might not look the best, but the way they make content, the way they interact with people, how active they are on Instagram and all their accounts, etc., they're just very active. And I guess they know how to draw in because the drawing, it's mostly men that would be subscribing. 99% of their fans are male. Because, yeah, it's at the end of the day, they're just looking, all of their customers, they're just men who they're searching for some form of connection. Like, I've seen the inside of more than 1,000+ OnlyFans accounts. And most of the men on there, they're just looking for connection. That's all it really is.
Now, I've never seen an OnlyFans page, but I can assume it's just a private Instagram account.
Correct. Essentially, it's a private Instagram.
So can you DM them?
Yes.
And they DM you back?
For money, yes.
Oh, so it costs you money to DM them?
Yeah.
Does it cost you money for the page too?
So it's usually, you can set the subscription to whatever you like. So for the majority of our models, what we do, we put it at $10 a month for them to subscribe. That gives them access to, say, the level one feed. Then if they want to message back and forth with the girl, it might be, to send a message and get a few responses, it might be, say, $10 for the day.
How do you know who's the responder?
So you don't.
What if it's you?
It might be.
What do you mean it might be?
So sometimes
you
it's
respond
the girl.
For your models?
Sometimes at banks we respond for our models. Sometimes the models respond for themselves. It really depends what they're the most comfortable with.
So if it's some dude laying there with his dick in his hand, talking to somebody he believes is a model, it could be you.
Could be, yeah. I've seen a fair share of penises, that's for sure.
What do you mean you've seen them?
So sometimes they just like sending it to the girl and...
So they just shoot a picture over.
Yeah, they just send a quick selfie to the girl and say, what do you think? And then sometimes the girl...
And what do you say? Do you say, oh, that's fucking nice.
Nah, so usually what we'll do, we'll say, I'll send you a voice note. Yeah, believe it or not.
You can't send a voice note?
No, not me. So I'll essentially send a screenshot of whoever's managing. So I don't manage accounts anymore at the scale we operate at. But essentially, the account manager for the girl, an account manager might be actively managing 5 accounts, say, for example.
But why wouldn't the account manager just do it herself?
So what the account manager will usually do is he'll actually send a screenshot to the girl and say, hey, could you send me a voice note? I'll send the voice note back to the customer. So here's a penis.
You send that to the account owner, the lady,
model.
Model. You send it to the model. Hey, look at this dick. And then send me a recording on your reaction to it.
Yeah. And the men will pay.
Where's she when this happens?
She could be living her life. So she might be out at the beach. She might be shopping. She might be eating dinner at home, whatever it might be. Yeah.
And so she's going to get the dick pic eventually.
Yeah.
And then do you listen to what she says or do you just send it on?
I used to listen to them.
Have you ever disagreed?
Pardon? Have I ever disagreed?
Yeah, you'd say, well, I don't agree.
I'm not too into penises. So if she says it looks nice, I'll say, oh, okay.
Dude, listen, this is hilarious only because, dude, this is behind the scenes that most people don't understand. It's these guys that are sitting there sending their dick pic. They don't realize they might have just sent the pic to a dude.
Yeah, well, the girl ends up seeing it eventually.
Guaranteed?
Which is their intent. So,
but do you guarantee that?
Yeah, so the way that we
have
always,
you ever seen any micro penises?
Oh, I've seen all ranges.
Dude, there's such a thing as a micro penis. Matter of fact, everybody in the podcast listening right now, go Google micro penis and then hit and then hit images. No, don't. I'm just joking.
I'd rather not.
I was going to say, dude, then you're going to get ads for micro penis. But at the end of the day, it is a real thing. And I'm just imagining that, you know, it's not the guys with the big fucking wood needing to be on OnlyFans because they're out, you know, attracting the females with their big wood. Yeah?
Yeah, probably.
So who's sending pictures?
Yeah, so usually it's, well, the men that are the customers, what we've found from a lot of our research, it's really, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, it's just men, the guys that are going out there hitting the clubs and pulling models every single night, they're not on OnlyFans. It's usually the men, and, you know, like taking a bit of a sidetrack, if you look at Tinder, for example, most men on Tinder, they're swiping for 3 hours a day. I don't like using the word, but they're not a high-value man, right? They're swiping. No girls are matching with them. There'll be a girl. She's just average. She wants a man making $1 million a year, 6 foot tall, 6-inch Johnson, if you want to call it that, you know, six pack. You know how it is, right? All women, I'd say 99% of women, they're looking for a man that's a lot better than them. It's hypergamy. And on Tinder, etc., it's just exacerbated, right? So a lot of the men, they'll go on Tinder and they just, for the life of them, they can't take a good picture. They don't have anything going on in their life. They just cannot get dates in real life. So what do? Every man wants connection. Every human wants connection, not just men and women. They want, you know, they want to feel significant. They want connection. They can't get connection with the opposite gender in real life. So what do? Guess I'll settle for OnlyFans because it makes them feel good to message girls and have responses from the girls, hearing voice notes, getting a personalized, say, video selfie from the girl. Say, for example, he'll say, hey, I really want to see you. Say, my name's John. Say, hey, John, I really think you're a great guy. $50. She'll do it. Wear that red bikini for me and do it.
Well, with the advent of AI, do you think it's going to kill OnlyFans?
No. So what we've found, for the most part, the only time men actually subscribe to the women's profiles, they're not just subscribing to random stuff. Like if they wanted to just see porn, they'd hop on Pornhub, just being blunt here. But they only subscribe when they feel a genuine connection. So the women that make the most money on OnlyFans are the one, just as, you know, you, for your own personal brand, Brad, you promote every single day on your Instagram. People watch your videos. They know, like, and respect you, right? So with these women that get the most fans, they're not the ones that just say, hey, buy a picture of my tits. It's not how it works. They'll make no money. They're promoting, they're like taking videos of themselves. They seem nice, friendly, likable. So then the men, they'll follow her and be like, oh, I wish she was my girlfriend. Oh, I wish I could go on a date with her. Oh, I wish I could get to know her a bit better. So then they can't do it through Instagram because she's probably got 2,000 messages in her inbox. What do? Oh, she's got an OnlyFans. Let's subscribe. Oh, $20. Yeah, I'll spend $20 for a picture. Oh, I'd really like to have a video of her, you know, saying my name and saying how much she likes me. Oh, I wonder what she thinks of my penis. $100? Yeah, I'd love a voice message. I'll just send her a picture and $100 if she can tell me, you know, what she thinks about it. Yeah, and it's not only just, you know, X-rated content. Like our second highest earning model that we've got at Banks, she's just a gym girl. She does zero nude content, but she's 22 years old. Blonde gym girl, quite attractive by most, you know, normal standards. And yeah, she never takes naked content. And yeah, she makes about $50,000 a month USD on her account just by taking, you know, semi-provocative pictures. Say, for example, maybe the worst thing, if you want to say worst, use that word, that you'd do is just a picture in her underwear. And men love it because they feel like that girlfriend experience. She's like the girl next door, say, if we're at university, there's a girl sitting in college next to you. You're like, oh, I want to go speak to her. Because as I mentioned earlier, most of the men who are customers on OnlyFans, they don't have the confidence to speak to women in real life. They'd shit their pants, you know? So that's really what it's about. It's not this crazy porn thing that a lot of people think. It's just the customer is men that just want to get a bit of attention that they can't in real life.
Usually, they can't, or they haven't learned how.
I think it's they haven't learned how because...
I'm thinking, first of all, yes, they can. They just don't think they can.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I guess myself personally, when I was in high school, I went to an all-boys school, no interaction with women until I was about 18 years old. So when I finally, you know, got to talk to the opposite sex, I was like, I've not done this for 18 years. Like, how do I say hi to these creatures, you know? And it's like... Yeah,
but you really thought that?
Yeah, so I went to an
all-boys. Why would you think you say hi any differently?
It was, you know, you learn from experience, right? So obviously I was around men at an all-boys school, whatever you want to call it, for 18 years. So I knew how to actually socialize with men. But to me, socializing with women when I turned smack bang 18, got into the real world, I was like...
Well, you do it the same way.
Yeah, but I didn't know it at the time. It was just a new experience. It's like playing a new sport, something you've never done before. You're not going to be an expert at it. And a lot of these men who are customers on OnlyFans, they just do not know how to interact with women. Hmm. be it self-confidence.
Is there that many? How many OnlyFans accounts are there?
In the world?
Yeah.
About 2 million.
That's it?
It was 2 million a year ago. I think it's close
to many fan? How many OnlyFans members are there?
100 mil.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant women that actually consistently post.
So there's 100 million men that don't know how to talk to women. And maybe, I think maybe we should come out with a course of how to talk to women.
There's a lot of those pickup artists.
Any of them good?
I've never taken one, but.
Are you married?
No.
Are you an OnlyFans member?
No.
That's funny. I've never been on an OnlyFans page. I've never even seen one. I've never been on Tinder either, but only because I was already married after it. Otherwise, Tinder sounds great to me. Like, are you kidding me, dude? If I were single, I'd be on Tinder.
Yeah.
All day. And why? But I'd just be doing it to source the location of the females. You know, Tinder sounds like a great thing to me.
It's interesting with Tinder. So I've had the experience of, say, not getting any matches, and also the experience of...
What do you mean not get any matches? You mean nobody clicked on you?
Yeah, correct. So say... Well,
what'd your profile say?
It wasn't good. So I didn't know how to market myself, you know? It was... This is maybe about...
Yeah, but you realize, though, if you put up a profile that's the truth, it's just the truth, and you say no matches, you just wait. Because, dude, everybody has a match.
But sometimes you don't like your match.
It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, dude, if you truly believe that nobody matched you, dude, bullshit. You didn't wait long enough. And quite frankly, dude, you can lie and get matches and then they don't work out. So what's smarter? If you're truly looking for love.
I think if you're looking for love, definitely you just have to be honest. But I think at the same time, when people say, oh, just be yourself, sometimes being yourself, if yourself is some basement dweller, maybe you got to change yourself, brother. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, basement dweller. You know, hit the gym. You know, if you're living in your mom's basement, like, come on, hit the gym. Start working on yourself. Work on your appearance. Work on the way you dress. Work on
improve yourself.
Your muscles. Work on your communication skills. Improve yourself. Work on your finances. That's a huge one, especially, as a man.
Do women want finances?
Yes.
Do you think they should?
Yes, I think it's a good thing. It Me separates too. The strong from the weak.
Well, not only that, it's like if I were a female, you know, I wouldn't be picking a broke ass.
No way.
If I could have my choice.
No
right?
way.
I wouldn't pick a broke ass.
I would pick a man that would provide for me. Because
people think you either pick a rich one or one that you love. And people don't realize you can find a rich one to love. You know what I mean? You can. There's rich guys out there that are fucking lovable. So why pick a broke ass one? Yeah. Well, I love him. Well, money
just amplifies your traits.
Doesn't it take a while to fall in love? Right? You'd think. So if the dude's broke ass, I wouldn't even give him enough time. People say, well, that make you a gold digger. No, it makes me smart. Why? Well, because, dude, there's things out there called standards.
Correct.
And if you don't have any money, how are you going to provide for me and our family if we have one? So again, to me, it's like, you know, if I'm a female, I'm looking for a dude that's successful. Now, what's successful? That's subjective. Because you don't have to have a lot of money to be successful. It's who you are, how you treating them, where do you live, can you provide and protect a life that they want? And if the answer is yes, it might not be a bunch of money needed, but you're going to need money. Agree? Yeah,
certainly. I mean, I'm definitely a believer in gender roles. Yeah. Whatever 2024 might be saying about that, oh, you're being politically incorrect, I think that's all a load of bullshit. At the end of the day, men are men. Women are women. A highly masculine man is extraordinarily attracted to a very feminine female. And a feminine female is attracted to a masculine man. And there's nothing wrong with that. When people are like, oh, you need a, you know, just... it's natural. And when you operate, humans have been around for tens of thousands of years, probably longer. It's always worked that way. Why change it? This PC stuff, I just do not agree with it. It's a load of shit.
So how do we blow up Banks Management? Who are you looking for in business?
So as I mentioned, we've got two different clients we work with. So the first group of clients is women that are looking to start and usually an OnlyFans page and monetize from it. The second group is actually just people, usually men, that are looking for another passive way to generate income online. So,
which would be managing women.
Correct.
OnlyFans.
Correct.
So you're like a Andrew Tate. You guys are like Andrew and Tristan Tate. No, they had a, what were they running?
They had a webcam studio.
Different.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but honestly, it's the same. It's the same type of thing. I've never been on a webcam as a someone making money from it or giving money, but I presume it's just men go on there and they'll talk to the girl and be like, hey, oh, how's your day been? Yeah, I've been good. Oh, tell me about your job. Oh, my dog died today. I'm really
That's
sad.
Not what they do on webcams.
Oh, believe it or not, I've had, at least on OnlyFans, there have been a lot of men, they just want to go on there and chat to a good-looking girl and get some.
But they don't know it's the good-looking girl.
So a lot of the time,
a webcam, at least you know it's her.
Yeah, so.
But that's not what I thought they did on webcams. I haven't done one of those either.
I've never done one.
But I thought it's like, hey, turn around, stick that in you, do this, do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm
I
sure
thought it was like
a lot of
nasty
that as well.
Shit.
I'm sure there is a lot of that as well. There are some people just on there for, you know, sexual gratification.
Well, but why else would you do it? You just want to talk to a girl?
A lot of men, as I mentioned earlier, like I've seen the inside of thousands of OnlyFans accounts. Sure, there are some blokes that are say, oh, shove this in this hole, do whatever you know, and I'll pay you $100 to see it. Most of them, they are just looking for connection. I thought it was going to be one thing.
That's almost sad. There's a lot of sad dudes out there. See, there's listeners right now with an OnlyFans account. I mean, what do they call that? Like if you don't have an account, you use one.
So you're a customer, not a creator. Yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee you there's people listening to this right now. They got OnlyFans right now and they're thinking you're full of shit. They're like, fuck, I ain't me. I got an OnlyFans account. I just like to freaking, you know,
jerk
see
off.
Titties. Yeah.
Well, I mean, based on.
Of course, like, for example, I know of someone who has an OnlyFans account.
He buys or he's a creator?
No, this is she.
Oh, she, yeah.
She apparently has an OnlyFans account.
Right.
And I can only imagine what's on that damn thing.
Yeah.
And if I weren't married, I probably would have been a customer to that one. Why? Because I want to see what the fuck she has on there.
Yeah.
But I would have probably subscribed and canceled. Like, I don't want to constantly see.
Correct.
But I definitely would have wanted to see.
And that's what I was about to mention. So there are a lot of men. They'll come on. They'll subscribe for 1 month. They'll look at all the pictures, probably screenshot it. And they'll be like, all right, I've seen this girl naked. I'm the big dog. And then they'll cancel and you'll never see him again. But the men that provide a lot of consistent revenue, the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle.
Are those called the regulars?
The regulars, yes. The Pareto principle. 20% of the customers or the fans, as OnlyFans calls it, generate 80% of the revenue for the models. And then probably it goes even deeper again. Another 20% of that, you know, 20% of the 20%, which would be, I think, 4%, are the big spenders. So if a girl's got 100 fans, 4 of them will drop cash. 16 of them will spend a reasonable amount. The other 80 of them might give it $10 a month.
Why would someone need you? Like, why can't a chick do it themselves?
A model. So a lot of them, it's very time consuming. So imagine this. Every day, you need to constantly be responding to all of the fans messaging you. You need to be promoting on Instagram. You need to be promoting on Reddit. You need to be matching men on Tinder.
I've never, Reddit, it's huge.
It's just a marketing funnel.
Is that
really
all it is?
Just a marketing funnel. You got your top of funnel, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel.
But I mean, is Reddit like classified ads? What is Reddit?
So Reddit, it's like a social platform where
like a discussion forum.
Yeah, it's a discussion.
All text based.
Pardon?
All text. There's no videos on there. What?
There is videos and pictures. Yes.
I've been on Reddit only because someone will say something in a post and
about
I'll click
you?
It. Well, I don't know. There's
probably.
I've never read anything on Reddit about me.
Yeah. Right.
But I have read. So and said something on Reddit and you click the link and then you go to Reddit and then you jump off. It almost looks like you ever saw Quora or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's kind of like Quora, yeah.
Yeah, I always thought it's just this little text form, but who's on Reddit all day long?
It's real popular. So it's a lot of people. It's just any niche topic, like any sub-niche topic.
I'm going to go get a Reddit account.
I don't have a Reddit account personally, but it's
huge. Do you think anybody's talking about you on Reddit?
I'm sure they are.
Do you feel guilty?
No, not at all. Why would I?
Because you're leading women to do immoral, you know, demonic things.
So at the end of the day, we've got a, whenever we bring on models, it's...
So you make it sound all nice.
Me.
Models.
Yeah, they are models.
How are they models? What are they modeling?
They're modeling usually themselves.
That's not a model. A model is like a runway model, a bathing suit model, a hand model,
yeah,
a clothing model,
I guess,
a fashion model. That's not a model. Mm.
If you look at, say, for example, you know, Instagram influencers, we all see them over Instagram or whatever, Facebook, whatever. A lot of them, they're just, if they're a girl, they're girls that look good. And brands will be like, oh, you're real good looking. You got 500,000 followers. Clothing brand ABC will be like, I'll give you 50 grand if you just wear my clothes and post it and talk about it.
Wow.
Are they a model then?
In that case, they would be a model for that company.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call them models.
Mm.
Like to me, a model models. But yeah. You're just saying model to make it sound better. It's an OnlyFans girl.
Yeah, it's an OnlyFans model. That's what we call them.
I'm just messing with you. Hey, but I do want to know the serious question though, because like, let's say you got my daughter interested through your fucking ads or whatever, or even being on this show. By the way, guys, this show recommends that you don't do an OnlyFans account, but if you're going to, call Banks Management.
Appreciate
it. Well, I mean, again, I don't know of any other ones, but my point is I'm not recommending people go. I don't have you on here to go, hey guys, look, it's a great way to make money. Of course, again, I had, I think one of the top paid OnlyFans people on the planet on my show. You know who that is?
Jordan Belfort.
Jordan fucking Belfort.
Yeah, he actually delivers sales training on OnlyFans. So it's not, it's primarily adult content, but it's not just.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So it's.
What do you mean?
Some people, they'll just deliver content of value behind a paywall.
Yeah, and, but OnlyFans, Jordan Belfort has an OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
That's adult only?
No, no, no. So it's not adult only. He delivers sales training.
Oh,
it's
he just uses like OnlyFans as the platform.
As a software, yeah. For
how much a month?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at it, but
I should call him because, like, you, as soon as you say OnlyFans, dude, everybody's thinking you're showing your dick.
Yeah, no.
Why would anybody want to see Jordan Belfort's dick?
I wouldn't.
Now, what was I saying? Oh yeah. If you were responsible for somebody starting an OnlyFans account, you would think maybe you have some guilt over that.
Yeah, so whenever we bring on a model, we don't just bring them on and say, yeah, give us your logins and we'll start making notes. No, it's, we do it in a proper professional way. Like we've got...
Do you say, let me see your shit first?
Nah, so we don't do that. We've got legal contracts.
I wouldn't be very good. I'd be like, let me see what you're working with.
Yeah, so usually we'll see...
Let me see before we agree to manage you, let me see what you're working with.
Yeah, so I guess it's a fine line, making sure you stay, I guess, you know, ethical, legally, if you want to put it that way. So,
is there any limitations? Like, you'll manage anybody?
We do have a selection criteria. We're usually pretty broad because men,
they're
into...
Is showing their butt part of it?
Yeah, so we're a lot of men, they're into anything, right? So they will say, for example... You know, some men, they're really into fat girls. Some men are really into anorexic girls. Some men, I'll only look at an Asian. I'll only look at a Latina. I'll only look at a white girl. I'll only look at blondes. Or I only like redheads. So we've got a very diverse range. Any girl can make money on OnlyFans because they just need to find their niche. Their niche being the men that are into that, you know.
Yeah.
And yes, because men, they're definitely more sexually... inclined than women for the most part. They're more looking for it than girls, and every man's got a type. Most men probably like slim girls that are feminine, take care of themselves, but some are just into real fatties, and you know, they can still make money too. It's quite interesting.
So you're looking for women that want to make money with an OnlyFans account?
Yes.
And you'll manage it, you'll show them what to do, you'll basically manage them?
Yes.
And all they have to do is...
They take the content. We'll make suggestions. We never tell them you must do this. It's a part in our...
So how many girls do you have right now?
Right now, About 300.
Damn.
Yeah.
Where'd you find them?
So we did it all through Instagram marketing. So in 5 years ago, say, I was just one of those guys that was really good at making those sponsored posts you see on Instagram. An e-com company would come, they'd need ads made, I'd write their script, I'd film their videos, I'd direct it, I'd publish it and make sure they got, you know, a positive return on ad spend. So my background on the online space, it is actually marketing. So, you know, marketing funnels, sales funnels. You're obviously familiar with that. It's not just something, oh, post pictures, make money. There's actually a science behind it. The top of funnel, you got men that are following the girl's Instagram page. Middle of funnel, men that have subscribed to the OnlyFans page. Bottom of funnel is those men that are spending a lot of money. You know, it's like an ascension model. You've got acquisition at the top of funnel and then ascension through the bottom of the funnel. And, you know, as I'm sure, there are a lot of things where in the more traditional space, oh, buy my ebook for $10. But then if you want personal one-on-one coaching with me, it's $100,000.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. You can ascend through a model's OnlyFans account where she'll video call you for 10 minutes for $1,000. You
know? Are there any other software platforms that allow this similar subscription? Why OnlyFans?
OnlyFans has the best backend. So OnlyFans has been built to make money. They've got every feature you can imagine. The person that designed OnlyFans, you can tell they know online marketing, they know sales, they know persuasion.
It's too bad they got the sexual reputation.
Mm. I think it's just...
Because like if I started an OnlyFans, I've got, you know, a couple of million followers.
Yeah.
I would do, you know, sales training or even how to get chicks, yeah. You know, how to build confidence.
Nothing wrong with that. It's awesome.
But I wouldn't get an OnlyFans because it's called an OnlyFans.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't want anybody going, dude, you got an OnlyFans? I wouldn't do it. Only because that's the
mindset. Can I see a junk?
I wouldn't do it. But I would do, you know, if it was called, you know, well, there's one technically that I'm on called Manect.
Yeah.
Patrick Bet Davids.
Correct.
Cameo. What's another one? There's another one. But anyway, like people want to ask me a question. They just go on there and they
$500,
go,
whatever it might be. Yeah,
well, I only charge $100 for a text, $300 for a video answer.
Yeah.
You know, but like I set them high because I don't really want to do them, but it's kind of almost legitimizing people for being on those because it's like supposedly you're celebrity.
Yeah.
Well, shit, if you're not on Cameo, how big of a celebrity are you?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're so big, you're not on Cameo. So I might be hurting myself too, but I'm not big. I don't think I'm a celebrity, but I do have fans and followers.
Yeah.
I have dropping bomb fans called the Bomb Squad. There's going to be, you know, a lot of people that listen to this. Mm. They're technically fans, but I don't necessarily know that they would subscribe and pay money for anything. If I started saying, hey, dropping bombs is only released to subscribers, I'll bet you I would lose maybe all my fucking listeners.
Mm. I think it's about...
I wonder how many would actually pay.
I reckon 3%.
That's
what we've found. Usually, if you got something free, something paid, and it's not just with OnlyFans that I've noticed this, but like a bunch of different online business models, even say like an e-commerce store, usually a conversion rate, you'll see about 3% of visitors end up buying. On when I used to do blog marketing, like, I was just writing a bunch of blogs and promoting other stuff through affiliate links. Usually about 3% of the clicks would buy. So it's usually about 3% of people, they're, you know, they've got high burning, genuine desire to buy whatever it is you're selling. But yeah, it's like with OnlyFans, you could say the free stuff is what the girl shows on her Instagram. The small paid product is her free feed, the middle of the funnel. Then the bottom of the funnel is when you go, all right, I want to message this girl, I want to talk to her, and that's where the big money's made. Like, people that sell an ebook for $10, that's not how they make their fortune. It's where at the end of the ebook they say, oh, if you like this, click this button, talk to someone on my team to see if you want to work with me one-on-one. Or they charge 10 grand, 50 grand, 100 grand, $500,000 for whatever it might be that they're offering, you know?
So it works just like a funnel.
Yeah, it's a marketing funnel. So my background's in online marketing, online sales. I've been doing that I've made millions of dollars even before OnlyFans online from just e-commerce consulting, just consulting companies, helping them, you know, supplement company might be doing $5 million a year. I'll tweak their marketing funnels. Oh, sorry, 5 million a month. I'll tweak their marketing funnel. Boom. Next month, they do 6.5 mil. And then I'll get a cut of that increase.
How many murders have been on OnlyFans?
Murders?
Yeah. Like you've heard of Craigslist?
Yeah, I know Craigslist.
You ever heard of the Craigslist killer?
Never.
Never heard of the Craigslist killer?
Never.
I'm wondering if there's any murders that happened because of OnlyFans.
Oof. Hope not.
Well, I mean, you heard of Roblox, the kids game. There's kids that have been kidnapped from that game because they give out their address.
Never.
I'm just wondering how many OnlyFans models are dumb enough to give, like, how to get a hold of me in real life.
That's actually on OnlyFans. If you even remotely, they've got pretty good AI on there. If there's anything remotely about address or location, it won't even let you send the message. It'll say against the terms of service.
They already know, dude. Don't you want to keep this digital?
Yeah, yeah. It's meant to be digital.
I wonder if any OnlyFans people saw their OnlyFans people out in the world. Well, I'll give you an example. Mm. So Black China.
What's Black China? I'm not familiar.
You're not familiar with Black China?
Nah, it might be something in America.
It's definitely something in America. She's supposedly the top paid OnlyFans person on planet Earth. Let me ask here. Hold on. How many OnlyFans clients does Black China have? She has, according to this, is crazy too. She was here. I was talking to her about it. And that's when I said, dude, I mean, again, if Black China was my child or something, I wouldn't be against her doing this. Why? Dude, it's her body. She wants to show it. And not only that, like, you're going to do it anyway with somebody. Might as well get paid for it. She's got, what does it say? Let's see. Shit, it doesn't say. But she makes $240 million a month. No way.
Nah.
She has, doesn't say how many, but if you look her up, I think she said 11 million
a month.
No, 11 million fans. How many subscribers does Black China have on OnlyFans?
That could be, I believe that would be a free profile. So you can have a free profile or you can have a paid one. So my suspicion.
She's 240 million a year. She says she pulled the plug on a 300 and she went religious and took out all her implants. Have you seen that? But yeah, she was like, she's a really pretty girl that had, you know, exaggerated features.
Right.
Let's just say exaggerated. And she walked it away. She said it was a dead end gig. I don't do OnlyFans anymore, but she had $20 million a month coming in off OnlyFans.
Yeah.
$20 million a month, bro.
It's good money.
I'd be showing dick for $20 million a month. By the way, I mean, if there's anybody out there that says, man, I'll subscribe, you know, all the females, I'll show some dick. I'm joking. I'm married. I'm not showing dick. But for $20 million, I bet you my wife would be like, show them.
Give me half.
one time we were up at my family's reunion, and my family's kind of, you know, redneck, blue-collar, freaking rowdy. So we're all standing around the campfire. Every year they go basically camping.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there with my girl. This is the first time I ever brought her up to meet them. And my uncle and brothers are standing around the campfire. And so my uncle says, you know, everyone, let's have a dick measuring contest. And so they're all standing around the fire fucking with their dicks out, measuring who's got the biggest dick. And he calls me over there and says, Brad, get over here. And I said, pass. I can't even believe they're doing it. And she's sitting there laughing and I'm like, stupid. And he's like, get over here. I said, I'm not going over there. I'm not doing that shit. He says, get over here. I said, I ain't doing it. And my wife looks at me and she goes, go over there. And I said, babe, I ain't fucking pulling out my dick. And she goes, just pull out enough to win.
Dropping a bomb there.
But hey, at the end of the day, man, I don't blame women who want to do that. I honestly don't. And I don't really, you know, think you're a bad dude for helping them, because they're going to do it. Might as well get some help doing it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't advise they do it, only because, again, technically, but I ain't mad at them. Mm-hmm. I got to say, like, you thought I was going to bombard you on here.
I was ready, but no, I think
again, I mean, I believe people should do what they want. Yeah, like prostitution, should it be legal? Yeah, I think it should. Why?
I think they should be safe.
Well, because dude, if you want to have sex for money and someone's willing to pay you, why shouldn't you take advantage of that? Now, would you want your daughter? No, I don't want my daughter being a prostitute.
Of course not.
But if I found out she was, I wouldn't hate her. I wouldn't disown her. Mm. So again, just like if my kid's gay, hey, if my kid turns out gay, I'm still going to love my kid.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, do you want them gay? No, I wouldn't really want them gay. But you know, at the end of the day, if they ended up being gay, so what?
Yeah.
That's how I am with OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Like if you ended up on OnlyFans, hey, dude, whatever, do what you need to do. And so because of that, then that makes me, I can't be against you, but I do feel like maybe, like, do you believe in God at all?
Yeah, I actually do.
Don't you think that goes against God?
Good question.
You're showing people how to make money and compromising unethical type shit.
There's levels to our supposed religion. So a lot of people, traditional, if you look to say Catholicism or Christianity, it's no sex till marriage. But let's be real, how many people that believe in God, I know especially in America, it's way more religious than Australia. There are a lot of people that go to church every Sunday or 2, 3, 4, 5 times a week. But I'm sure all of them, maybe some didn't, but most of them didn't wait till marriage.
No.
There's parts of the Bible where people follow it, parts where they don't. Me personally, I wouldn't wait till marriage to do that. But
why not? Why not?
Oh, I'm a man.
Well, I mean, I know, but if you truly believed, you would. You don't truly believe then.
So I think there are elements of it that I believe in. But elements where maybe the way the world's shifted, it doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, because if I knew for a fact there was a God and you will go to hell if you don't do what he says, and he says don't have sex until you're married, I wouldn't. Mm. I just don't necessarily believe that's the case.
Yeah.
And not only that, if God made everything, well, then he made evil.
Correct.
And if God made it can't be that bad, right?
I think it's to test people. No. I think, and it's an interesting point. I think, you know, testing people, it's a good thing. A lot of people complain, I guess, about anything. When something negative happens to them, they're like, oh, woe is me. Why'd this have to happen to me? My life is shit. But you really need to look at it. It's a bit of a sidetrack, but you really need to, whenever you face a challenge, I actually embrace it. Take it as a good thing. Like, you can't tell right now, but I've got a massive scar across my arm, right? Because I got, long story, when I was about 20 years old, I got pushed off a roof. Broke my arm.
By shattered, a dad who?
Bone coming out, you know, big.
Who pushed you off a roof?
Oh, just someone that was drunk, unfortunately.
What were you doing on a roof?
It was just a gathering of like a high school reunion.
Like a rooftop bar or something?
Yeah, it was like a little balcony thing with a low. It wasn't like 7 stories high. It was about
clearly
10 foot. Yeah, I'm still alive. It was maybe about 8 foot, 9 foot high. Small roof.
Still enough to smack you.
Oh, yeah, I got smacked, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's like, believe it or not, even though that physically destroyed, I was in hospital for like 4 months. It was a real bad break. I dropped down to like 110 pounds. But that actually gave me motivation to then go, I've got 2 routes I can take. I can go, oh, I'm a little bitch. My arm's fucked up for life. I'm never going to hit the gym again. I'm going to stay skinny and fat and hate myself. Or I could go, yeah, fuck, I've got a big disadvantage here. That's for sure. Like, can't bench press anymore. Still can't. Been 10 years. Can't bench press because it just ruins my shoulder. But I'm going to do whatever I can to, you know, put myself in the best shape possible. And it made me go from hitting the gym maybe twice a week. I went, well, fuck, I'm disadvantaged. Going to go every single day this year. And when I recovered, I went every single day, you know? And it's because I had that hardship. If that never happened, I probably would still only be going twice a week to the gym, you know? I'm not one of them hardcore bodybuilders or anything, but I just think it's, you know, if you're physically fit, you're going to be mentally fit.
Well, it definitely goes hand in hand.
Mm.
All right, let's go to the second person that you can help. So yeah. Women already know if women, fat, ugly, beautiful, doesn't matter. If you're looking to make money online through being an OnlyFans model, Banks Management can help you with that.
Yeah.
Manage it so you're not, you know, putting in 50 hours a freaking day.
Correct.
Then the second one is if you're a dude or a female and you want to manage people, you'll show them how to do that.
Yes. So we've essentially got a program where it's very in-depth. It's not just like an online course, but it's a five-year guided process where we essentially help you done for you. We set up all the foundations of your agency. So we've got a lot of, like spreadsheets and softwares and systems in the back end, hiring templates, hiring processes to find good people. Because in one of these OnlyFans agencies, you've got like account managers, you've got Instagram specialists that are specialists. Maybe they'll be promoting 20 models at a time. They're really good at Instagram. So they'll log on to the girl's Instagram and post the correct content, the correct captions, respond to people. Same thing for like TikTok, same thing for Reddit, same thing for, you know, Snapchat, all of those platforms. So it's a real big funnel. So we've actually got a lot of different SOPs, different job roles in our agency. So we just transposed that and we've white labeled our system now, so that we can just provide the exact same system to anyone. Say they're like, I want to start an online business. Oh, Shopify looks a little bit saturated to me. Oh, Amazon, I don't want Jeff Bezos owning my balls. Oh, affiliate marketing, no, I don't want to do that. Oh, sales training, I don't like being like a salesperson. Oh, I don't like speaking to people. Oh, that's not for me. Oh, OnlyFans. So you just promote girls online, help them make money, and you take 50% of their earnings. That's how we run it and advise people to run it. Yeah, that sounds like a good gig, because usually the way we do it, we teach people to set it up, build the foundations, we lay it for them. We've got about 100 hours worth of training to train them up on everything. We've got white labeled training they can give to their staff, kind of like McDonald's. If you bought a Macca's franchise, Macca's as we say in Australia, you know, if you bought a McDonald's, I'm sure you'd be given manuals. It's like, all right, this is how to flip the burger. This is how you hire your 15-year-old. This is what the manager does. This is how the drive-through window works. This is how long you deep fry your fries for. This is your menu. This is your prices. So we've got a full SOP manual. It's white labeled where someone just, they want to start this business. They can get the system from us proven to work. And we just give it to them along with 5 years of one-on-one support. So we've got the biggest, it's actually bigger than our modeling agency now, that arm, us helping people actually grow their own agency. So we've got a full client success department at Banks Management, where it's client success, not for the models, but for the business owners that purchase one of our, it's not a franchise, but we call it a license.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think there'd be a lot of dudes wanting to do that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Maybe some females too.
Yeah. So
maybe if you don't want an Instagram or a OnlyFans account, then you could just help others get one.
Yeah. Similar to me. Manage one. I don't think I'd be putting my junk on the internet, but I'm good at digital marketing. That's marketing, sales online.
It's a business. That's what people don't understand. Like a lot of these females that you hear, all you're doing is posting naked pictures. Nah, no, there's a lot more than just that.
Some of them, they're hyper intelligent. They know exactly. It's like if you make an ad on Instagram, you know, it's like a hook. Oh, I'm just going to come up with one right now. Like, I don't know. Here are the 7 tips you need to know if you want to do X, Y, Z. If you're not doing this, if you're not waking up at 3 a.m., you're never going to get the body you want. People be like, what do you mean? Oh, fuck, I only wake up at 9 a.m. I'll watch this thing. Maybe I want to get shredded. You know, and it's the same. Whenever you're selling anything, you're selling every day, you know? And it's like there's a lot of the copywriting that goes into marketing a traditional product. There's also a lot of copywriting that goes into marketing an OnlyFans page.
Is there any
Is there any
OnlyFans directories?
So where you can like find,
yeah. Like as I'm listening to this, I'm like, I'm wondering, number one, who's on OnlyFans?
Yep.
Number two, what are they teaching? Like who knew Jordan Belfort had an OnlyFans account?
Yeah.
And then like, is there a page that I could go see everyone who's got an account and, or what categories of accounts there are?
Cause so
OnlyFans sales training. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. So there are a lot of, websites. They're not owned by OnlyFans, but they're like, I don't know, some software people. They got, they just good at writing code. It's like an OnlyFans, like search for OnlyFans models. You can just Google it and it'll come up. It's like a filter. Like, I want her to be this age and I want her to be this color. And it'll just scrape their bios, because when you set up an OnlyFans page, you know, they've got their profile picture, their cover picture, their bio. So that's actually a part of what we do. So it's all marketing at the end of the day. You click on a girl's feed.
What if
all you see is her profile picture, her cover photo, and her biography, where you've got a few hundred characters. You need to convince someone to click that $10 a month. Yeah, I'll give you my credit card. Here's my details. I'll type it in. Click, yes, I give you $10 a month till I cancel. And, you know, it's marketing. You've got picture and text.
How do you know that they're real people? How can I make an AI OnlyFans account?
I'm sure you could. You'd need some damn good AI software. So most, as I mentioned about 30 minutes ago, most of the men that do subscribe, not all of them, most know the girl either in real life or because they feel like they've got some form of connection with them virtually through Instagram. Like, say, for example, if I'm really interested in sales training, for example, you know, I feel like I know the person who's training. Say yourself, you do sales training. Jordan Belfort. There are a lot of people that do sales training. If you listen to their shit enough or their content, you feel like you know them. You feel like they're your friend because you just watch them so much on your screen. You feel like they're genuinely like your online friend.
Yeah.
So that is why when people subscribe to these OnlyFans accounts, they don't just click on a girl, oh, OnlyFans, yeah, subscribe. I wish it was if it was that easy, I'd be a billionaire, right? So it's really about promoting those accounts so that the customers feel like they know the girl, they like her, so they then want to actually interact with her. And that's when they'll spend money to interact with them.
Okay, last two questions. Number one, how much on average do you think someone could make getting started with an OnlyFans account?
So a girl or someone owning an agency?
A girl.
A girl. Most of our models generate between $5,000 to $10,000 a month after 90 days. And that's if they've got an average Instagram profile. So if a girl's got a, like 100K followers already, whew, she's making 50K within 90 days.
Damn.
Yeah.
What about the agency? That was number two.
Yeah. So with the agency, within 90 days, we actually guarantee that if you follow our system step by step, you'll generate at least $30,000 in profit.
Damn.
Yeah.
How long? After how long?
90 days.
Damn. Shit, if anything don't work out here, I'll come manage some OnlyFans accounts.
I'm sure it will work out for you, Brad. But yeah, if you look at it, it's say you get 10 models, right? Each model generates after 90 days, smack bang on average, say they're making 4K a month. 4K, 10 models, they're making $40,000. Their management fee is 50%. So they'll be pulling in $20,000 a month. And their expenses, few softwares, a few virtual assistants. They can be a general manager or they can hire someone in America for $5,000 a month to be a GM. $20,000 in, $7,000 out, boom, $13,000 profit. They're working 1 hour a week.
Damn.
Or they can be a GM, put in a bit more time. They're making more profit. You know, it's just invest into your business or get your free time back. You know?
Doesn't sound like a bad business. I got to tell you the truth. That's not a bad sounding business.
That's why I got into it. Not because it's adult content. I never thought asked me 2 years ago, hey, Michael, in 2 years, do you think you're going to be an OnlyFans manager? I would have said, fuck no. But, you know, COVID especially produced a big gap in the market. And I just saw the gap. My business partner, he was managing one girl and I saw she was making like $10,000 and he was doing maybe, I don't know, he was managing her herself. He was maybe putting in 30 minutes a day. He was making $5,000 a month from 30 minutes a day. I was like, fuck, what's that hourly rate? Yeah, that's pretty damn good. What if we had 10 of them? What if we hired a virtual assistant? What if we automated it? What if we built a system? What if we started to develop a marketing funnel? Let's treat this like a real business. And that's eventually what we did.
So you saw the gap.
Correct.
Even without being a subscriber.
Correct. I've never once.
And if you haven't found the gap or seen the gap, subscribe to his OnlyFans account and you'll see the gap. That's funny. Dude, I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
The Bomb Squad, pay attention. Ladies, again, it is not the Bomb Squad's advice, or it's not my advice to go get an OnlyFans account. There's a million other things you can do to make money. But if you're going to do it, you probably might want some help, some leadership.
Of course.
This dude's doing it. And then anybody that wants to, like, because, I mean, managing one, again, same thing. Like, dude, listen, if people are going to do it, why not manage them?
Correct.
But at the end of the day, managing's a freaking, it sounds like a wonderful option. And not only that, it's not always sexual. So again, some of you guys thinking, this is against God's will. No. Well, again, so is a lot of things. But at the end of the day, managing, you could then, do it with, I don't want to say ethics, because that makes it sound like it's unethical to do it. But like, in other words, you can help people do it right. You can help people do it safely. You can help people make money and change their life and live better lives.
Mm.
It just happens to be with an OnlyFans account, which isn't always sexual, right?
Yeah. As I mentioned, our second highest earning model, I've never seen a naked picture of her. No one's seen a naked picture of her except for herself and maybe a boyfriend if she has one,
So you don't have to do naked stuff.
No.
And you'll still manage them.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so, yeah.
You're not looking for people that are looking to show their shit.
Not necessarily.
See, we should have said that in the beginning.
Anyone, all the girl needs to do, we've had
absolutely. What about guys? Do you manage any guys' accounts?
No. So we tried. It was too hard. There just wasn't the demand. Wonder why.
Nobody wants to see your cornhole.
No. But yeah, as I mentioned earlier, Brad, it was, girls, I mean, as long as they're willing to make content, we know how to market. They just need to make content. We've had stunners that will take one picture a day. She's not going to make money. We've had the most average of average girls, just a smack bang five out of 10. You know what I mean? Your listeners know what I mean. But she'll be like, I'm here for 2 hours a day. I'll take as many videos as you want. I'll take as many pictures as you want. Don't want to show my, between my legs. Don't want to show my tits. I'll do anything else. We'd be like, yeah, sure thing. As long as you want to make content. And you guarantee to us, or you promise to us, you actually will be active. If we say, hey, we've got a request for a bikini picture and your red bikini, you'll take it within the day. We'll bring you on and we will make you money.
Boom. Folks, don't say old Brad Lee didn't give you opportunities, because anyone can do that.
Yeah.
Folks, appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
Go follow this dude. At Michael Noikos, Noicos, or go to Banks, BanksManagement.com, MGMT. Till next time, as always, keep it real.